Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Touch of Fire by Linda Howard, performed by Natalie Ross. Dedicated to my niece, Brandwyn Robinson, whom I've loved from the minute she was born. Chapter 1. 1871, Arizona Territory. Someone had been on his back trail for most of the day. He had seen a telltale flash of light in the distance when he had stopped for grub around noon. Just a tiny bright flicker that had lasted only a split second, but that had been enough to alert him. Maybe it had been the sun glinting off a buckle or a shiny spur. Whoever was back there had been just a little careless, and now they had lost the advantage of surprise. Rafe McKay hadn't panicked. He had continued to ride as if he had nowhere in particular to go and all the time in the world to get there. It would be getting dark soon, and he decided he'd better find out who was tracking him before he made camp for the night. Besides, according to his calculations, the tracker should be exposed on that long tree-lined trail just about now. McKay got the field glass out of his saddlebag and stepped into the shadow of a big pine, making certain that no reflection could give him away, too. He trained the glass on the trail where he estimated the tracker would be, and soon spotted the man. One rider on a dark brown horse with a right front stocking. The man was holding the horse to a walk and leaning over to examine the trail as they went. McKay had come that way himself an hour or so before. Something about the rider.